It's a scene being played out at college campuses across the U.S. Students heading for breakfast in varying styles of dress and varying degrees of consciousness, energizing with rock music and caffeine.
A lot of this stuff we talked about, hit or miss.
At 9 a.m., in this classroom at Dakota State University in Madison, it's time for students to bring the A-game. They sit at the desks with their caffeinated beverages of choice, listening to Professor Josh Pauley discuss cybersecurity. Pauley obviously knows what he's talking about, and he's part of a faculty whose work is being noticed around the nation.
So in the last, 2 to 3 years, Dakota State was fortunate enough to be designated as one of the four original Centers of Academic Excellence in Cyber Operations, and that came from the National Security Agency. The NSA came out with that program 2 years ago. That has now grown to 8 institutions across the U.S., and DSU is still the only undergraduate program designated by the NSA.
Dakota State's slogan is, technically, we're better. The school's mission is to demonstrate how technology affects what students do and what they will do in the so-called real world. Professor Mark Hawks says faculty can teach the students what they know, but many enter the school with strong foundations.
They come with wonderful skills. I don't know any of the students who don't come with just a pretty good working knowledge of basic applications for office tools, who know how to use their devices, and sometimes handheld devices for really unique communication and or application.
One Dakota State student whose passion for technology started early is Kyle Cosman, all because he was trying to find out who hacked his Facebook account and how they did it 3 times while he was in high school. Cosman's passion and interest grew when he arrived in Madison.
One of my teachers told me 99% of the hackers probably won't even target your stuff, but they can, and if they want it bad enough, they can get it. And I mean, I've just seen they're pretty weird websites, but they tell you how. They just give you the step-by-step process.
But DSU's curriculum isn't all about thwarting hackers or finding out who's saying what about the U.S. All academic disciplines have that techno-emphasis. English professor Justin Blessinger says that's a benefit for students and faculty. He says anything students are using, faculty get to use on at least a comparable level.
And that means that I'm able to answer a lot of questions in class that the student doesn't have to go to computing services for, which is the mistake a lot of universities make, I think, thinking that faculty aren't, in fact, the first line of computing support. We are.
Blessinger's colleague and friend, John Nelson, uses technology and social media in his classes as a demonstration of one more way for creative types to get their points across.
One of the things that I think is very beneficial is the way in which these new media forms allow students to repackage some of the things that they have to say. Students are very aware of the ubiquity of things like YouTube, and the ability that they have to create videos or other multimedia forms and to share those with other people.
Students in Dakota State's programs find out why things work and also get to find out how. In a room on campus, a 3D printer, the wonderfully named MakerBot Thingomatic, is melting a long string of white plastic filament, a bit thicker than fishing line, not quite as thick as the line in a weed trimmer. When a metal plate heats to 115 degrees Celsius, the hot plastic moves onto the platform and constructs a three-dimensional design, in this case, the DSU initials. Kyle Cronin is at the controls of the 3D printer that came at a kit and was put together by students and instructors. Cronin says new uses for these machines are discovered almost daily.
It's cool how well these work now, because you don't need a mold to pour plastic into, and then the mold gets cold or something like that. So this is used a lot in automotive parts too. If you look at old cars where you can't go buy a new whatever part it is that needs to be replaced, you actually will have to machine it out of a block of steel, and that's expensive to do. And if you end up being off an eighth of an inch or a sixteenth of an inch, the part doesn't fit and you have to start over.
Like every college around the world, Dakota State has things to improve on or worry about. The school's new president, Dr. David Borofsky, says a big concern for him is retention of students past their first year, Borofsky says DSU is using a different approach to improve the experience as needed to get students to stay.
We're actually going to ask students why they stay instead of asking students why they left. Because if we have almost 70% of our students who stay, we did something right. Let's find out what that is and see if we can get the other 30% to want to stay because we build on, because they're all students. So we'll build on what those students tell us that to hopefully gain more of them to stay.
Borofsky says a faculty willing to work with new ideas and concepts makes a stronger foundation for students who use technology to transform our state. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbolt in Madison.